But before he introduces Howard Dayton, I'd like to ask Jess to come join me on the platform. And let me say just a bit about him. Jess, we're privileged to have you with us today. And as we dedicate our School of Business, we want to thank you for your continued support of the Asbury University community. Your accomplishments are many, but as you once said, the one credential that matters is that you are a sinner saved by grace. We want to honor you today by presenting you with an honorary doctorate from the university and from the Board of Trustees, as we did for Howard Dayton when he spoke at our commencement in 2009. So let me read the citation. Whereas Jess Correll is founder and chairman of the board for First Southern Bancorp Incorporated, and whereas Jess Correll is an entrepreneur at heart and a creative, visionary leader with a passion for helping others to give generously, save regularly, and spend wisely. And he has role modeled the same. And whereas Jess Correll established the River Foundation, a private foundation that gives to Christ-centered organizations, both locally and throughout the world. And whereas Jess Correll encourages all First Southern team members to go on an annual Third World mission trip as a part of their paid work schedule, paying for 75% of the cost of the first trip for each team member and their families, and while also matching all charitable gifts from First Southern team members to Christian mission organizations. And whereas Jess Correll is chairman and chief executive officer of UTG Life Insurance Company, headquartered in Springfield, Illinois, and serves on the boards of Friends of the Good Samaritans and the National Christian Foundation. And whereas Jess Correll encourages the triple bottom line of profit, people, and purpose, promoting biblical financial principles in his life and work, and in the lives of those within his sphere of influence. And whereas Jess Correll, as a seventh generation Kentuckian, spends much of his time, resources, and energy on issues that support the people and heritage of his beloved Commonwealth. In recognition of these and many more accomplishments and professional contributions, his dedication and service to the body of Christ nationally and internationally, his personal life of faith, which reflects his commitment to Jesus Christ and exemplifies the mission of Asbury University, and upon recommendation of the Board of Trustees, Asbury University confers upon Mr. Jesse T. Correll the honorary degree of Doctor of Laws, LLD, with all the rights and privileges and honors pertaining thereto.
Thank you very much.
Well, now you get to enroll.
That's good. Thank you. Thank you very much.
So now you get to say it.
Thank you very much. I'm going to have to let you go. Thank you very much. And Doug Ditto, you didn't think I could do it. He knew an honorary degree was the only way that I'd get through Asbury. So thank you very much. It is so good to be here at Asbury and to see so many old friends. Miss Winslow on the front row. Don, I was in Don's first accounting class. He taught me some good accounting. It's been very valuable to me. But, thank you, Sandra and Mike, and it is an honor to be here on this important day. And it's a special honor to be able to introduce my friend Howard Dayton. Howard and I met 25 years ago through a mutual friend, and after he had started Crown Financial Ministries. Now, I really think, Howard, it was kind of out of the trunk of your car at that time. He carried all of his books in his study around, and God has surely blessed that effort. It's been fantastic. God's also blessed Howard with a wonderful life partner in Bev Dayton. She's worked alongside him in the ministry in every way and has been a constant source of encouragement to him. Has been a faithful wife and mother. And you know, Bev, any of y'all that know her, she adds a little vinegar to his greens. Thank you, Bev, for making him better. You know, Howard is a man of character. He's never taken a salary from the ministry that he's run. He's a man of wisdom. His advice, financial and family, has been so valuable to Angela and I. And I think in large part, many of my partners are here today, his advice helped us to avoid the downturn that we had in the last 4 or 5 years. And actually allowing our life insurance company and other companies or bank have the best years of our history during a time when most institutions were suffering. And Howard's a giver. He sold over 1 million books and has assigned all royalties to his ministry. And you know, Howard is a very humble man. He's on our insurance, he's been on our bank board and our insurance company board, and he's a quiet listener. But when he speaks, we all listen. And he's focused. When God called him to start Crown and then eventually what eventually became Compass, he sold his business to his partner for what he had in it to focus on the mission that God's given him. And then he's committed. He's not afraid to stand on the principles that are completely countercultural. And if you see the T-shirt that everybody's had made up, the four things that Ann said, my wife said that the Bible says about money, debt's bad, savings good, giving's fun, and stuff is meaningless. Is that countercultural? Certainly is today. I think Howard must wake up in the morning thinking about new ways to tell you to tell me no on using debt to expand my company. No, no, no. And so I'm thankful that you've done that, Howard. But his commitment has made a huge difference in our lives, the lives of our company, and many others. But you know, as we were reflecting this morning, the most remarkable thing about Howard is his love for Jesus. I have never received any advice for him that wasn't preceded with prayer when he gave it to him, before he gave it to me, preceded with prayer and sprinkled with scripture. Now that is a brilliant man. Many could stand here today and on this platform and share how Howard has changed their lives. And so before we hear from Howard, we're going to have a short video and hear from some of those, and then Howard come up and share it with us.
So I met Howard about 4 years ago. My wife set up a surprise breakfast for he and I to sit down and talk, and he was willing to sit down and spend an hour with me for, you know, with a guy he'd never met before, never heard of.
Howard's one of those individuals that the better you get to know him, the more you respect him. And that's not true of everybody.
Well, I can't think of a single person that has had a greater impact in my life in terms of my spiritual journey than Howard Dayton.
I don't think a day goes by that I don't either repeat something that I've learned from Howard or think of how he would handle a particular situation.
I think Howard is a catalyst for providing good business results, you know, through biblical principles and wisdom. You know, he knows the Bible, he's a very wise man, and he's able to put all of that together.
He cares very deeply about doing business God's way, and that people in the marketplace need to understand what that means. And so having Howard Dayton's name on Asbury's School of Business will really bring attention and focus to biblical principles, because they are very closely aligned.
He has taught us how to put those biblical principles into practice in our business and in our work.
There's no need to start another business school. Okay, we got plenty of business schools. So if we're going to do a business school, let's make it different and let's make it special.
He's a perfect role model, I think, for those that will be going through a business school.
There are no hidden secrets outside of the scripture that somebody's going to discern in a business school that God has not already laid out very clearly in His Word. And Howard has systematized much of that, if not all of that. This is something he's given his life to.
I feel that Howard's legacy is about service and about sacrifice. You know, it's not about self and it's not about stuff.
We're coming up in 2015, where we'll be literally, 40 years. Now, what's happened over that span of time is Howard, starting and leading Crown Ministries and Compass Financial Ministries, they have now reached 88 countries, 66 million people have been taught biblical financial principles. I wonder how many marriages it saved. I wonder how giving to ministries, Christian ministries, has been impacted. Once you start living these principles and applying them in your life, and for my wife and I, has been significant. This was done in 1975. I dug this out this week, but they came up with this seminar book. It says, our purpose is to give you a biblical approach to your financial problems that will help you lead a distinctive Christian lifestyle. Howard not only teaches it and did the research, but he loves it. That's why he's my best friend.
The verse that's had the biggest impact on me and my family and my marriage and my business is from 1 Chronicles, that teaches that God owns it all, and we are not the owners, we're just to be stewards. But the verse says,
yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory,
the victory, and the majesty.
Everything in the heavens and earth is yours, O Lord, and this is your kingdom.
We adore you as the one who is over all things.
Wealth and honor come from you alone, for you rule over everything.
Power and might are in your hand, and it is at your discretion. People are made great and given strength.
And if I remember that in my daily work, it changes everything.
I'm supposed to speak after that. This morning I was just thinking it's not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name be the glory. And the name of the game for the business school is to honor Christ, to equip women and men to have an impact for Christ in that part of our culture. I do want to take a few minutes to quickly thank some folks who've had a huge impact on me, starting with Bev Dayton. 43 years ago, on the day we got married, she said, life will not be boring, this I promise. And boy, was she true. My two best friends are Tim Maynor. We've communicated almost every day for the last 35 years. And Tim has helped me stay on the straight and narrow, and the newest doctorate
from Asbury, Jess Carell, who has influenced me more than I can possibly say. Also, deeply grateful for the Compass family, and we've got two of the members here with Gary Montgomery, who is the director for this great state of Kentucky, and Dan Schilling, who serves as our North American director. And it's just a joy to walk through life with you brothers. And who can forget Sandra Gray? Sandra, as you know, is a remarkable visionary. But there's two things that really have in particular stood out to me getting to know Sandra much better the last year or so, and that is, first of all, she loves this faculty at Asbury, and she loves this student body at Asbury. And if you spent any time with her, you know that's just who she is. Also, want to thank Dean Mike Kane. Sandra, we did pray for him, didn't we? That the Lord would give us just the right person to serve at this season of history in the business school, and the Lord answered that by giving us the very best in Mike Kane, and we're thankful for having worked with you, Mike, and look forward to the future with real eagerness. And also, I want to thank Dan Lewis. Dan, I think this was part of your idea, brother, this whole thing about having the business school and ramped up, and so grateful for your vision and heart for that. Let me tell you why I am incredibly passionate about people learning God's way of operating a business, and it really goes back to my story. Graduated from the hotel school at Cornell, and I had one objective in life, and that was to become as rich as I could, as quickly as I could. I didn't care about people. I was dishonest in my business dealings. Moved to Orlando, Florida, because Disney had been announced. I thought that'd be a great place to make a boatload of money. Started to meet with a small group of young business guys to find out how to be more effective in business. And unbeknownst to me, they had a hidden agenda. And that was to seek to influence guys like myself who didn't know Christ to consider him as Savior and Lord. Took about 6 months. One of them introduced me to Christ. A fellow named Jim Seneff, who was in that group, became my business partner. And he asked me to join him in a study of all things the Bible to find out what it said about money and business. Now, Jim knew I knew nothing, nada, zip, about the Bible. Never read it before in my life. So he took a Bible out. He said, we need to find out what this thing says about money. We're going to split it 50-50, this project. I want to be totally fair and equitable. Howard, why don't you let me read the New Testament? You can read the Old Testament. Sounded perfectly reasonable to me. I didn't know it was four times the size. And that year completely changed my life. Now, for you students, this can be hard to believe, but this was before the era of personal computers. So, and we discovered there were 2,350 verses that dealt with money. Typed each of them by hand, took out a pair of scissors, and we cut off each verse, and we said, you know, what does this verse say? And if it dealt with debt or giving or whatever it was, we had all these piles around the office, and it took us about a year to categorize those, and that completely changed my life, learning what God said about money and business. And I was asked the other day, you know, what are the distinctives of this business school? I mean, there are hundreds of business schools out there today in our country. And here are the basic distinctives. And the first is the foundation is built on God's word, because that will transform lives. So God's word, just a couple of quick examples. I think Dale Ditto mentioned it on the video. God is the owner. Psalm 24:1, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, including our business. Our role is to be a steward or a manager of that business. And think about this for a moment. Which would you rather do? Would you rather manage your business, or would you rather manage a business entrusted to you that's owned by the creator of the universe? This is such an incredibly high calling to be the manager of God's business. Dr. Gray mentioned the triple bottom line. Every other business school out there focuses on one bottom line. How much money are we going to make? But if you look at God's word, there's really a triple bottom line. Yes, you have to make a profit, and in fact, it's okay to make a profit. You know, how are you going to give people raises? How are you going to bring on more folks to work with you if you don't make a profit? Isaiah 48, verse 17 tells us, thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord who teaches you to profit. So having a fair profit is biblical. Now that second bottom line is social. We need to have a vision for how we can use our businesses to have an impact or a positive impact on those around us. And then lastly, how can we use our business to have a spiritual impact? I mean, I never would have gone to church. I had zero interest in going to church, but it was through the marketplace that I was introduced to Christ. A fellow told me the other day that he thinks the new clergy are men and women in the business community. Fewer and fewer people are going to church, and in the marketplace where a person works, in 2 weeks they're going to spend more time with people than you're going to be in church for a whole year. So it's our opportunity to really see our business as our pulpit, the opportunity to influence others. And the best example of that I know about is right in the front row with Pete Oakes. Pete bought a bankrupt company that was located in a very small rural community. And he had a problem. I mean, there was a very small labor market. How could he get folks to work for him? And so he just prayed, Lord, give me creativity. And the Lord did. There is a men's state prison located in this community. So he went to the warden and said, Warden, I'd like to put my business in the prison. Now, I know that you pay the inmates who work 70 cents an hour. Did you get that, 70 cents an hour? I'll pay them $10 an hour to start with. Now, we're going to take three of those dollars, and they're going to contribute that back to the prison to take care of some of their room and board expenses. So the taxpayer is going to win. And then they can do anything they want with the rest of the money, the $7 an hour. The vast majority of the men take that money, and they send it to their wives and family. I mean, can you imagine how that family feels when they receive that money, a healthy chunk of money each and every week because of Pete reaching into the prison system to serve the prisoners? The business is profitable. Pete has equipped and helped folks attain skills that once they're released, they'll have a marketable skill on the outside. He's had a massive impact, he and his leadership team, spiritually. By loving these men, caring for them in tangible ways, he has every quarter a picnic where the families come into the prison so they can be together. Many have been introduced to Christ. He started a seminary in the prison. For those who are really serious about developing their faith. Financial bottom line, social bottom line, and the bottom line of knowing Christ in a more intimate way. That's really one of the major distinctives of this school. Everything we teach, every course, there's going to be those three layers that students have an opportunity to grow in. The other distinctives are every student will have a mentor during the time that they're here, a man or woman in the business community who's actually doing it. There'll be internships that are required. So again, students can work with in companies that are actually doing it. And then my best class at Cornell in the hotel school was a class they called 155. They called it that because it met at 1:55 Friday afternoon. And at that class, we had folks from the hospitality industry come in, tell their story, tell about their business, what they were learning, the mistakes they'd made. And the practical element is so important. That's what employers are looking for. It's not just theory, but they want to know that the students have real practical experience. And to help accomplish that, every one of our professors, when they lead a class, will have an adjunct professor attached to it. I mean, for those of you who are in accounting, I met about a half dozen students in accounting today. How would you like to get input from Tracy Schmidt, a former CFO of FedEx, loves Christ, has a passion for people learning what God says about operating their business? That's the kind of quality that we intend on bringing to the school. The other element that we're going to talk about is the importance of having an eternal perspective as you go through your education and into your career. Now, when I was a kid, I just used to love to play Little League baseball. We played on this huge baseball diamond. It had these towering fences in the outfield, and I wasn't a very good hitter, but one time. One time I hit the ball just right. It was incredible. It actually hit the fence. You should have been there, I've come to think of it. It was a pretty amazing hit. Well, I went back to my hometown about 2 weeks after my dad passed away to walk around the city, to reminisce, to think through my dad going home to be with the Lord. And I went back to that baseball diamond. And you would not believe, 30 years, that diamond shrunk so much. I mean, I literally stepped over the outfield fence, and I went to the home plate where I was reliving the hit, and it struck me, you know, how much of life is like that. What seems so large and momentous at the time, with just a few years, shrinks in importance. And then it struck me, you know, I'm not very far behind my dad. Pretty soon, I'm going to be face-to-face with Christ, just like my dad is now. And I don't want to look back on my life and see that I invested my time and my career, my money, and my creativity in those things that are going to shrink in importance. I want to be about those things that'll be big things to Christ forever, throughout all eternity. And it's interesting in Psalm 90, Moses encourages us to number our days, that we can present a heart of wisdom to the Lord. And I've done that. And if I live as long as an average of my mom and dad, and 1 inch equals a year, I'll live 87 years, 87 inches. That's pretty encouraging, isn't it? Well, whoops. You know, I need my glasses on this. 67. Here you go. 87. That's my lifespan, best case. And this is where I am on the deal. That's how much time left on the planet. And I want to give you some homework. I know you don't have enough. So what I'd like you to do is when your birthday rolls around, take out a tape measure and figure out how much time you have left on the planet. What it will do is it will help you focus on doing those things which are eternally important. God bless you.
And now it's with great joy that on this day, March 28th, 2014, we officially name the Howard Dayton School of Business in honor of Howard and Bev Dayton. And it's with the express purpose of this school being the best school for the world. You know, there are many business schools that say they want to be the best school in the world. Asbury University School wants to be the best for the world. And so we are honored today to have Bev and Howard Dayton with us.
Let me just read to you all the dedication on the plaque. The Howard Dayton School of Business at Asbury University is named in honor of Howard Dayton, who together with his wife Bev lived before a watching world the life of a trusted servant leader, successful businessman, mentor to many, humble, caring, steward of the Lord's resources, and loyal and caring friend. As founder and servant leader of a biblically grounded international financial ministry, Howard Dayton has impacted thousands for the kingdom of God and advanced the cause of Christ around the world. In Isaiah 43:19, "Behold, I am going to do something new. Now it will spring forth. I will even make a roadway in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Congratulations, Howard. Thank you. I'd like to close us with this prayer of dedication. Everything in the heavens and earth is yours, O Lord, including the Howard Dayton School of Business. We seek to honor and glorify you through the students, faculty, and staff that will pass through its doors. Lord, you rule over everything, and it is at your discretion the Howard Dayton School of Business will fulfill its goal to become the best for the world. We know, Father, you are about doing something new, and it has already begun. You are making a path for the people of this school to create rivers of prosperity and hope in the dry wasteland of the world and its marketplace. It is our deep desire that all we do through the Howard Dayton School of Business will bring you and your son Jesus glory and honor. Now may all those who witness this day be blessed by your Spirit and led into the future that you alone hold in your hand. And all God's people said, amen. A couple of announcements. For the faculty and students, we'd like to take a picture, and friends who are here visiting as well, I think we'll try to gather in the back, if you will. Students, if you don't have a T-shirt, please come to the front. Also, those who are here as our guests, you're welcome to linger before lunch, which is going to be held in the Johnson Dining Commons on the second floor at noon. But for everybody else, we want to thank you for this morning and your time, and you are dismissed.